It's no use. They won't move.
I can't feel my arms anymore!
Don't give up yet! I feel like we're close!
No, Ignis, we're not. We're going to have to hope they found another way out.
What if they don't and they die in there?
They won't. They're smart enough to figure something out.
What was that?
Set came from the direction of town.
What is that? A flower?
Yes, it's one of Arbor's. He must be trying to send us a message.
Hayes! I hope this has reached you and Ignis. The town is under attack! Falco is hiding while Dagger stalls them. Come back! We need you!
What do we do?
We need to go back.
What about Simeon and Melanie?
You said it yourself. They're smart. They'll be fine on their own. The town needs us.
Why? Don't you all have superpowers or something?
Yeah, but most of them have never been in a fight. They aren't prepared for this. You don't have to come with me, but I'm leaving.
I'll go with you.
What? Victor!
She's right. Melanie and Simeon don't need our help as much as they do.
This isn't about that Melody girl you've been crushing on, is it?
What? No, I'm just trying to do the right thing.
You like Melody? Not a bad choice. She's sweet.
Ah, she is. But that's not important right now. Poppy, you can either stay here and wait, or you can actually do something and come with us.
Fine, let's go.
It's going to take us hours to get back on foot. I just hope we're not too late.
Stop killing them, you fools! They all could be valuable assets to the High Order! I will not tell you again! Leave it to Bellum to send us idiots to work with.
The people run like rats. Rats to be exterminated.
Calm, Gal, calm. Any one of them could open the walls between worlds for us.
Then why do we search so much for one?
It's what Argent wants. This Simeon is apparently very powerful.
You aren't welcome here.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? A hero? Are you Falca?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Good. Then I have a question for you. Where is Simeon Harrigold?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Liar!
I imagine my partner here is correct. The truth, please.
I told you the truth.
I'm running out of patience. Either you tell me where he is, or things are going to start getting messier than they already are.
I have nothing to say to you.
Fine, have it your way. Keep searching. Remember, don't kill the halflings. Injure them if you have to, but no killing. Don't stop until you've found Simeon Harrigold.
Arkia, Episode 9. The Girl Lost in Time. So, we were in your dream. You practice Sedir?
Huh?
Magic.
No, I have visions in my sleep. I saw you in my dreams, Torden.
Then how do you know me?
I've been hearing your voice all over the place, telling me things.
When were you doing that?
I wasn't. You told him to arrive at the journey. What's that?
I don't know. I thought you'd know.
Why would I know?
You were the one that told me about it.
My head is spinning. I am very confused.
As am I.
I have a better question. Where are we?
You're in Normannaland.
What? The land of the Northmen. Norway.
How are we in Norway? We were just in Ireland.
Are you Celts? You don't sound like Celts. Saxon, maybe. What's with the funny clothes?
Celts. Saxons?
No, we're Americans. Well, actually, she's from England, but she doesn't live there anymore.
What is American?
What, the USA?
Never heard of such a place.
Oh, I have. I have a very important question. What year is it?
Well, as the humans here would say, it's the third year of the reign of King Harald.
King Harald? Why does that sound familiar?
King Harald was the first king of Norway.
The first one? That means...
Yes. We didn't just travel to Norway. We traveled hundreds of years backwards in time as well.
We traveled... No, that's impossible.
Oh, I knew it. You came from the cave, didn't you?
Oh, okay, okay. We don't want any trouble.
What angers you, Advena?
They're the evil I told you about.
I see.
What? No, we're only here because you told me to come here.
I don't remember doing any such thing. How do I know I can trust you?
You're protecting a girl. Her father brought her to you to protect her from the evil you're talking about.
That doesn't prove your innocence.
It doesn't?
Any other random facts you'd like to use on her?
I'd love to hear more.
I'm thinking. Oh, your names. Your names are Torden and Advena, but the humans call you something different. This is the first time you've been given a new name, Advena. But for Torden, it's happened over and over again.
You claim to be from the future. How do I not know that this is something you researched earlier? I've seen that future. I've been there. The High Order has many ways to get what they want. Using people such as you to deceive isn't out of the question.
You've been to the future before.
She's not only been to the future, she's from it.
I came here from the cave, same as you. I came here to run away from the Order.
Oh, well then you probably recognize this. It's my badge.
An Archean Hunting League ID card. Seems authentic. You were born in 1999. What year did you come from?
2022.
Incredible. The last year I lived before coming here was 1912. Have things changed a lot since then?
You have no idea.
I can't deny this. I'll trust you. Don't make me regret it.
We won't.
What's that sound?
It's a friend.
That is the biggest wolf I have ever seen.
Torden! Advena! The town needs your help. Corvus is attacking again.
Oh, and it talks.
Again? When will that Narhat ever learn? Are you ready to return home, Advena?
Yes, I suppose so. What about those two?
It appears we are allies for the time being. I see you have weapons. How would you like to help us deal with an utter fool? He thinks he's Tyr, when in reality he is Ratatoskir.
Tyr is the god of war. Ratatoskir is a squirrel.
Oh.
Got it.
If you help us figure out what we're here for, we'll help you out.
Agreed.
I am faster. All of you, climb on my back. I'll take you there.
Thank you, Fenrir.
Fenrir? Oh, no.
Do not fear, Lady Melanie. I know that is Gleipnir around your neck. Those chains were removed from me long ago. I hold no more against them.
Wait. So if you're Fenrir, what names did the humans give you guys?
Thor.
Loki.
Oh, gods.
Yes, that's right, my children. Tear them apart. The kingdom of Forint will be ours!
Corvus, Corvus, Corvus! When will you learn?
Oh! Torden and Advena! What a surprise! And you brought new friends! How delightful! Pleased to meet the both of you. You can call me...
What are you doing, Corvus?
What am I doing? Well, you see, I'm having my men do practice combat and your townspeople kindly volunteered to help them spar.
Did they now? Because it really looks more like you're trying to overthrow the Yar and take the crown.
What? No!
Korf, old friend, this is getting old. When are you going to realize you cannot win this?
Oh, fine. Men, retreat.
Thank you. I hope we won't be seeing you around anytime soon.
You won't.
Could you say that once more? I couldn't hear you.
You won't!
Thank you! Nice seeing you! Do not return! He'll be back.
Oh, that wasn't too hard.
Yes, Corvus likes to act like he's powerful, but is absolutely terrified of me. It's very funny. It's a shame we didn't do any fighting, though. It's been a while since I've given the hammer a few good swings.
Mjolnir, of course.
You know it?
Well, you know, as unsurprising as it is for him to have it, it's weird not seeing Vernon hold it.
Vernon? Who is this Vernon?
A friend of ours from the future. He owns Mjolnir now.
I'm sure he doesn't use it right. Sure, anyone can wield it, but only I can use it to its fullest potential.
All I can really do is hit stuff and throw it.
Exactly! All that aside, welcome to Forenfrug. The first ever settlement where human and Archaon coexist.
Oh, I've read about this. This place was founded as the final effort to unite humanity with Archaon before...
Before what?
You know she can't tell you. We're doing enough damage being here anyway.
I was hoping she'd say it by accident.
Wouldn't everything we've said so far be a problem too?
It depends on how heavily what you say affects the flow of time. You talking about your friend Vernon is rather inconsequential, so it won't have much of an effect. But if you reveal a major point in time, you could ruin the future forever.
Don't say serious stuff. Got it.
Thor! Oh, I'm so glad you came. Thank you.
I'm just doing what I came here to do. Protect all of you. How is my father?
The Old Father is safe.
Old Father?
Odin.
No, yeah, should have known that.
Simeon, Melanie. You should meet my father. He'd be very curious about you. Is my father up for visitors?
Well, his health hasn't improved, but he should be well enough to meet people.
Thank you. Please go tell him about our visit.
As you wish.
Excellent. Cannot wait to introduce you to him.
Let's get them warmer clothes first.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm freezing.
Torden, you take Simeon, and I'll take Melanie. We'll reunite at the Mead Hall.
Excellent! Come with me, Simeon. I shall find you the finest clothes this side of the world. Where in the gods' names is Advena and your friend?
Melanie.
Yes, her. We can't keep Father waiting for long.
Your dad really is Odin?
Here he is, yes. In Greece, he was Zeus. Rome, it was Jupiter. And the Egyptians called him Amun.
That's what you meant when you said different humans call you different names. You were talking about other ancient civilizations.
Ancient to you, maybe. They're a part of my life. Yes, I was by my father's side with each one. I was Ares, Mars, and Thoth. My father has been around humanity longer than I have. He had been doing it for centuries by the time I was born.
Incredible. Our records state each mythical god as a separate entity, but it was you every time. Where are the others? Tyr, Freya, Baldur?
They went back a long time ago. They grew tired of the human world.
Augustine is gonna lose his mind when I get home. If I go home.
Yes, yes, very interesting. Where are they?
We're here. Sorry for the wait.
I fought for trousers, but she made me put on a dress.
You look great.
Oh. thank you.
We made a deal. She wears the dress for our meeting with your father, switching out afterwards. We want to look our best in front of the king.
Just who is your father anyway? His name isn't really Odin, right?
Right. Apologies. I'm used to using his other name around humans. Tonight, you have the pleasure of meeting Gaius von Astra, friend to humanity and king of the Archeon realm.
Thordin, my son, is that you?
Yes, father, it's me.
You and Advena have brought me new faces.
This is Simeon and Melanie. They arrived here the same way Advena did.
I see.
Father, are you okay?
Yes. Yes, I am all right. Do not worry yourself about me. Why are you two here?
They said that...
I think they can speak for themselves.
Apologies.
You see, Your Majesty, I've been having these weird dreams with your son in them. I was Advena, except I looked and sounded like me. Not sure why. I started hearing voices telling me to find my way here. To find someone. A her.
And just who is this her?
That's the problem. I don't know.
I believe he speaks of Dorothea.
Dorothea? Why would he be here for her?
I don't know. But apparently, it was I that told him to come here.
You believe this?
I want to say no, but I've asked you and your people to believe many unbelievable things. How should this be any different?
What if he is this great evil you speak of?
I highly doubt it.
He doesn't always make the wisest choices, but there isn't an evil bone in his body.
I just want to do the right thing. Whatever that is.
She has not woken up in the 6 months that she has been here. What makes you think you can do anything to change that?
I don't know, but I had to have been sent here for a reason.
Her father handed her to me to protect her from the High Order. They were experimenting on her to see what made her the way she was. She's half human. They wanted to see how she differed from a pure-blooded Archeon.
God. How long ago was this?
The last time I lived in my own present day, 1912.
I have never seen the combination of our kind with a human before. I would wish to study her, if she wasn't just sleeping.
You don't have to wonder anymore. I'm just like her.
What?
Incredible. Please allow me to study you. I will only need a few weeks.
I'm sure Simeon would love to, but we can't stay here that long.
You're going to have to.
What are you talking about?
You used up all of the cave's energy getting here. You need to wait for it to recharge naturally. You're stuck here until it does.
How long is that going to take?
1 month.
Whoa, okay. We don't have that kind of time. We need to be back tomorrow.
Don't worry yourself so much. It's a time machine. Once it's charged up, you can just return to the moment you came here. It's like you never left.
I suppose that's good.
Fair warning, you'll probably experience some strange side effects from the jump through time.
Anything serious?
Oh, not at all. You'll just experience some bizarre stuff happening to your body.
Like puberty?
No. It's more like your body is stuck in time. You won't age, hair and nails won't grow, things like that. It should be fixed when you go back to your own time.
You can discuss this more later. Advena, take them to Dorothea.
Right away, Your Majesty. This is where she's been since she arrived.
There's a lot of static energy here.
Ow!
See?
Don't! Do that!
That would be Dorothea. She had her awakening right before the sleeping spell was put on her. Her power remains even though she sleeps. Enter, Simeon, and meet the one you came here for.
Yeah. Alright. So, That's her.
Yes. Go to her.
Right. Here goes nothing.
Tell me what's going on here.
What do you mean?
That girl has silver hair and powers involving electricity. Just who is she?
I haven't lied to you. Her father brought her to me and I brought her here. It's that simple.
This father you keep talking about, did he have a name?
Yes. It was Hohenheim. Hohenheim Schmidt.
Oh no.
Do you feel that? The static in the air. It's dissipating. It couldn't be.
Guys, something important might have just happened.
What is it?
She woke up.
Where am I? Where is my father?
Ageas has our village doctor and Advena looking over her to make sure she is in a healthy state.
That's good to hear.
What happened in that room?
I don't know. I sat down in the chair by her bed, touched her wrist to check a pulse, and she woke up.
Advena isn't happy with you.
Why?
That spell was only supposed to be broken when it was time for her to return home. Who knows what is going to happen now?
Why was she asleep in the first place?
I guess it was so that, like, being here was like a dream. I don't know. Advena explained it as her life being preserved as normal. If she doesn't remember being here, was she ever here at all?
Who are you? Tell me the truth this time.
I told you the truth.
Stop lying to me. Who are you? How did you break that spell? Why did you break it?
I wasn't trying to break anything.
The only way you could have broken that spell was if you were a blood relative of her. I know for a fact that the only living relatives of her father are deep in the High Order.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do.
You do?
What was the name your father went by before he met your mother, Simeon?
He went by Schmidt.
Impossible.
What? What is it?
Simeon, you broke the spell on her because you are a blood relative. Dorotheus, your sister.
You're Hohenheim's son?
She's my sister?
Half-sister, I'd imagine. Your father's been around for a long time. It's not surprising that your mother wasn't his first love.
Don't like that.
I don't blame you, but let's face the facts. Your father is over 200 years old. To think your mother is the only one he's ever had his eye on is unrealistic. What year did you say you brought Dorothea over?
1912.
See? Decades before he met your mum.
Oh, it makes sense, but I still don't like it.
You could take it up with him when you get back. Believe me, he has some answering to do. I'm still waiting for him to come back. You said you were from 2022? He's sure taking his time.
Now we have this all figured out, Advena. I think you owe us an explanation now.
You're right.
Am I allowed to hear this?
No. Go inside.
Fine.
I've lived a long time and had many lives. I've seen many tragedies, but I was never prepared for the fall of King Nost. Humans have had battles and conflict with the Arkim before, but never like this. It was warring factions fighting for land on the human planet, like the time we are in currently. This, however, was a war on a much grander scale. Rather than groups of mercenaries attacking Earth, it was the Arkian as a species coming together to steal this planet. I stayed out of it for the most part.
What were you doing then?
That cave you used to get here? I lived there. I've spent centuries guarding it. Make sure it isn't used for evil. An artifact that can move through time? In the wrong hands, it could be devastating. I was there alone for centuries. That was until one day, however, when a scared father brought me his daughter. I lived in a small cottage right outside the cave.
There was a cottage?
We were just there. There was no cottage.
It's not visible to the normal eye. I like my privacy. I'm sure it's still there, hidden. In all my time there, I never had a visitor. I was content with that. No visitors meant no one knew this place's secret. That day, however, someone did arrive. What? Impossible. Who's there? This is private property.
Please, I need your help.
Strangers aren't welcome here.
I know who you are.
Yeah? And just who am I?
You're...
Wait, what did he say?
Not important to the story. I'll admit, his claim piqued my interest, so I opened the door. Who are you?
My name is Hohenheim Schmidt. Thank you for your help.
I haven't agreed to anything yet. How do you know who I am?
My mother told me about you. If I was ever to find myself in danger, I was to find you.
And just who is this mother of yours?
She went by a different name while I was growing up. But you know her as Marin.
Marin? As in Queen Marin? That's not possible. It's true she was with child, but she never gave birth before she died.
That's what the Order wants you to think. She was the only one to escape, allowing me to exist.
How do I know I can trust you?
Here. She gave me this to show you.
It's an old Archean armor bracelet. These things haven't been used for centuries. A rare item, but it hardly proves that you are who you say you are.
Look on the back.
This is...
the family emblem of the Von Astra family. A family of which I am a part of.
But how did she escape?
She had help from my uncle.
Saichi? That doesn't make any sense. He's...
the leader of the High Order. I know. I'm told he didn't want to kill any more people than necessary. But nowadays, I find that harder and harder to believe.
Who is that child in your arms?
This is my daughter, Dorothea. The High Order took her. I took her back.
What does the High Order want with your daughter? Do they know who you are?
No. This has nothing to do with me. It has to do with her bloodline. I'm Archaon, but her mother was human.
Was?
The High Order didn't care much about casualties when it came to finding my daughter.
I'm sorry for your loss. What is it you're expecting me to do?
Take her. Take her somewhere the Order can't find her. I'll return for her once they aren't a threat to her anymore.
I appreciate you thinking of me, but how are you expecting me to protect her? I can only do so much.
Use the cave. I know what it can do.
Let me guess. Your mother told you. Why do you think I'd do that?
Because you owe me.
What?
You owe my father, at least. You were his friend, and you weren't there when he needed you most. You ran away. I'm sure the guilt is eating at you.
And if it is?
Make it up to him. Save his granddaughter.
Your father sure knew how to tug at my heartstrings, Simeon. Truth was, I did feel guilty. Nost had been an important friend to me, and I wasn't there to help him. I agreed. Okay, I'll do it.
Great. I've put a spell on her. She should sleep until I return. That way she doesn't have to sit with what has happened to her. I can return and wake her up like nothing ever happened. I only fear that when I return, she'll be much older.
Don't worry about that. Once she steps into the cave, she won't age until she returns.
Incredible. Thank you. I don't know when I shall return, but I will.
Don't be long. I quite like it here in my home. I'll be taking this bracelet as insurance.
Understood. I won't. Please, protect her with your life.
I promise. Then he left. I prepared my things and brought the girl into the cave. I came out here a few months before you did. Torden found me wandering the woods with her. He brought us to Forent, and it became our home.
I have a sister. I can't believe it.
Do you still have the bracelet?
Yes, I have it right here. I guess this belongs to you now, Simeon.
What? Why?
I wasn't going to keep it. I held on to it to ensure he came back. He didn't. But you did. It's yours now.
This thing is huge. Am I supposed to wear this?
I suppose you could. I think it's broken. I was able to get it to fit, but I couldn't make the armor appear.
Is that what it's supposed to do?
Yeah. It's much older Archeon technology. The bracelet is supposed to project lifelike armor onto your body. It was abandoned pretty early on because the bracelets were prone to breaking, making real armor much more reliable.
How do you know all that?
I paid attention in our Archeon history class.
Don't that story you won't let me hear is finished because Father wants you. Is that my father's armor bracelet?
No?
It is, isn't it? But it's from the future. Great! Means I missed something interesting. It's been great getting to know you all more.
Thank you, Leiknir.
Is she all right?
Calm yourself, Adwina. She is well.
It's almost like she never slept.
You still haven't told me where I am.
You are safe. That's what's important.
Do I know you?
No, but I've known you for a while now.
Simeon, my son has told me your connection to young Dorothea. A surprise, to be sure.
No, a surprise for all of us. I had no idea.
Where is my father?
Your father isn't here.
Then where is he?
I don't know, but there is someone you should meet. This is Simeon.
He's the one that woke me up.
Yeah, I was. How am I supposed to do this?
I don't know. Say something.
Your father. You know his name?
Yes, Hohenheim Schmidt.
Right, well, Dorothea, that's my dad's name too.
It is? You couldn't mean...
I do. I'm your brother.
You are? Oh, that means my parents are okay. Oh, I can't wait to see them again.
Oh, Dorothea.
What is it?
Your father is okay, but your mother didn't make it.
But what about him? I have a brother.
Well, we don't have the same mother.
No! You're lying!
I'm sorry you had to find out like this. I had hoped you'd hear it from your father.
No. No, you're lying. She can't be.
Why don't we give Dorothea some time to process what is going on?
Are they?
We aren't lying. I promise you, Dorothea.
No! She can't be!
Such power!
Dorothea! I know you're upset, but you need to calm down.
I don't even know who you are. How can I trust you?
She's lost her senses! We need to put her down! I know you made a promise, but I did no such thing!
Stop, Jordan. I'll handle this.
What could you do, Simi?
Dorothea, I'm sorry. I know you're upset. If my mom died, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. But you aren't alone. In a month, we can all go back home. Back home to your new family. I know they can't replace what you lost, but they can help you.
How do I know you aren't lying? How do I know we're even related?
Because I know what it's like to be us. The pain, the grief. You never feel safe. Even among friends, because you know there's all sorts of danger out there waiting for you to slip up and feel vulnerable. You weren't the only one that inherited our father's power.
She's not dead. She can't be. I don't want her to be gone.
I know. I know.
Let's give these two some much-needed space. They have a lot to learn about each other.
This has gone so much away from the original plan. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do now.
Calm yourself, Advena. Simeon and Melanie can just take her home with them.
Yes, but that isn't for another month. The original plan was for Hohenheim to come here, wait for a month, and then wake her up. But here she is, awake on the first day.
So she woke up. She's still coming back with us all the same. She'll be fine living here for the time being.
She's unstable. She has zero control of her abilities. One bad day and who knows what happens.
Still think I should have taken her down.
That's objectively worse.
That's your opinion. I'll keep mine.
Simeon, how is she?
She's asleep. What happened wore her out.
I hope you understand. You ruined the perfect plan I had in place.
You didn't tell me I was going to wake her up.
I didn't know you were related.
Let's not fight. No matter what we may feel, the three of them will be here for a while. Might as well get used to that fact. Torben, you and your family will house Melanie.
What about me?
You and Dorothea will be staying here with me, so I can study the both of you. I hope that you two will both be understanding of the fact that you staying here isn't free. You will be put to work around Forenthorpe. Melanie, you will meet with Hjarta, Thorden's wife, to discuss how you will help.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Simeon, most of your work will be with me. But you shall meet occasionally with Thorden and Advina to help gather food.
Understood.
It is late. I have a room prepared for you, Simeon. Thorden, take Melanie with you. I am retiring for the night.
Hjarta, my love, I am home!
Welcome home. Oh, you brought someone with you?
Yes, this is Melanie. She is a traveler. She'll be staying with us for a while.
When was this decided?
An hour ago. My father demanded it.
Of course he did.
I'm sorry, if me being here is an issue, I can go.
No, it's not an issue with me. It's nice to have another woman in the house. I just would have liked more of a notice. I'll grab another plate. You two came at a perfect time. Our night meal is ready.
Excellent. I've worked up quite an appetite today. My father said you would help her find a place to work.
I see. So, Melanie, where are you from?
England.
You are Saxon?
She isn't. How crazy is that?
Interesting. What did you do there?
I guess you can say I'm a soldier.
A warrior? That's good. What weapons did you specialize in?
I don't have a lot of weapons training. I really only use this.
A chain? I've never heard of that before. Are you high ranking?
You could say that. I'm in charge of my group.
A captain! I think I know exactly where to put you. You'll join me with the Valkyrie.
You're a Valkyrie?
She's not just a Valkyrie. She's the Valkyrie.
I'm the general of the Valkyrie army under Thorden's father.
You want me to work with the Valkyrie?
Well, yes. We'll be testing your abilities. You do well enough, and you might find yourself an honorary member amongst our ranks.
What? Surely I'm not qualified.
That's to be determined. We'll see tomorrow. Pass, and you'll earn your armor bracelet. Don't think the others will look down on you because you're human. We're all equals here.
I'll enjoy seeing what my father thinks about this. He's become unpredictable lately.
I noticed your father was sick. Do you know what's wrong with him?
The doctors aren't certain. It's like his mind is decaying. I've never seen anything like it. I have my own theories.
You do? I'd love to hear what wild theories you've thought up.
He hasn't been the same since the gods gave him that thing.
What thing?
It's a small orb. He used it to open our worlds to one another.
The Ark of Worlds.
That's it. You know it?
Yes, but I thought it was only a legend. A bedtime story.
Might as well be. He never lets me take a look at it. He keeps it locked away in a room in the Mead Hall. Whenever we move, he hides it in a box. It's almost like he worships it.
I see your concern.
His father means well. He worries that people would use the Ark for evil if it fell in the wrong hands.
I don't know. He acts differently when it comes to that thing.
Don't worry too much, my love. He's very old. This kind of thing comes with old age.
Perhaps you're right.
Are you done eating, Melanie? You've hardly eaten anything.
Yes, I'm not very hungry. I've had quite the journey.
Yes, we all have. I think it's best we all head to bed.
You're probably right. I'll see you bright and early in the morning, Melanie. I look forward to working with you. Welcome to the Valkyrie Barracks.
Their armor is beautiful. They have wings.
Yes. The armor, wings included, are made of a highly durable steel. It keeps us well protected in battle. Everyone, gather here. Today we have a new recruit. Everyone, welcome Melanie.
She's kind of short to be a Valkyrie, isn't she?
Hey, I'll have you know I'm average height.
Oh, she's got spirit, this one. I like that.
I'm just having fun. Welcome aboard.
I was told there was some kind of test I would have to take.
Yes, your test will be sparring against one of our members. You'll be facing Rakta, my second in command.
What? Just like that, I'm supposed to face a Valkyrie. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Don't worry. She'll go easy on you. Plus, you get to use your chain.
Don't worry, little girl. I won't hurt you too hard.
Little girl, Oh, you know what? Challenge accepted. I hope you're ready to fall flat on your face in front of your friends.
You brought us a good one, Hiata. I like her.
Enough talk.
If you say so.
While you're down there, do you mind if I borrow your sword?
I really like her.
Hjarta, I believe you owe me a bracelet.
Not yet. You'll be training for a while before that. Nice work, though. You sure you don't want to stay here? We could really use you.
Tell me about your experiences being a half-human.
Well, let's see. For the first 22 years of my life, I didn't have those electrical powers you saw earlier.
You were essentially a human.
Well, yes and no. I didn't have any physical abilities growing up, but I had a few mental ones.
I did too.
What kind of abilities were they?
You know, I could sense if any Archaon were in my vicinity.
Are you still able to harness this power?
Fortunately, no. About 6 months ago, there was an incident where that ability was overloaded and I passed out. Haven't been able to sense anything since.
Did you experience this same ability, Dorothea?
Yes, but I still can. I can sense you and your son all the time.
What about Edwina?
No. She's something different. I can't put my finger on it.
This is very odd.
I also have these strange dreams, ones that often show me a certain direction to go.
Like the ones you had about Tordon and Edwina?
Yeah.
Are you still experiencing them?
Not currently. They come and go. I haven't had one since arriving here.
I have dreams. They don't tell me much, though.
I see. Her power is related to lightning, the only one that you have experienced after this awakening you speak of.
I haven't had the chance to find out. I'm sure me and Simeon are similar.
Well, I have enhanced strength during rushes of adrenaline. My body can also heal itself over time.
I have a question to ask before we discuss abilities further.
Sure, what is it?
How far down the family line are you?
What?
I am not stupid. You show up from the future with every Von Astra power in the book. You are literally wearing my armor bracelet. The one I am wearing right now.
Oh, well. Guess we weren't too careful keeping that secret.
How far down the line are you?
I don't know. A lot of Archaon historical records are lost where I'm from. There's a lot of missing information between you and my father.
Your father? Is he a good man?
Yes, he is.
Good. What is the world like, then? I hope the people still love their king.
You know I can't tell you that.
I know. I get scared. Only Torden and that Vina know this, but I am dying. I love my son, but I fear he is not ready for the crown. He has lived a small fraction of my life, with even less of the experience.
How old are you?
I am over 5,000 years old.
Wait, no, that can't be right. Archaon can live for a long time, but never that long.
I have lived way longer than I should. That is true. Come with me. I would like to show you the secret to my long life.
The secret door.
What it contains must be kept hidden from the outside world.
What's that in the box?
This is the Ark of Worlds. This was given to me by the gods, so I could come to Earth. It is my destiny. Little did I know at the time, but the Ark would prevent me from dying of old age. It wouldn't stop me from getting sick, however.
Do you know what disease you have?
Whatever it is, it's new. It's in my mind. It clouds my judgment if I let it. But I won't.
Your Majesty, you all right?
No! Do not touch it. It was presented to me by the gods. I was supposed to.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna put it back.
This is doing out of its secret place. This won't do. Must hide it away.
Simeon, what's going on?
I don't know.
Now, where were we? Any other abilities you'd like to discuss?
There's one more, but why don't we save it for later? I think we need a break.
Now that you mention it, I am quite tired. I will retire to my chambers for the time being. We will pick this up another time.
Afternoon. Got something to tell you that I think you'll really like. You two look tired. What's wrong?
Let's just say King Ageas isn't all there mentally.
So I've heard. What happened?
He started out okay, but then he started talking about himself being sick. Said he could hear it in his mind. Made me think of...
the rot.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense, though. The rot isn't supposed to show up until the 1600s. We're 800 years too early. This isn't everything, though. He showed it to us. The Ark of Worlds. I thought it was just a myth.
It did. Where is it?
He has it locked in a secret room in the Mead Hall. That thing is bad news.
It really is. The minute he picked it up, it was like Simeon and I weren't even in the room.
You don't think...
the Ark gave him the rot? I absolutely do. That thing is otherworldly. Who knows what other diseases are on that thing?
We need to tell Advenna. She's the only one here that knows the severity of this situation.
You haven't said anything I don't already know.
How long were you there?
The whole time. I still have to keep my promise and watch over her. I pinned down what has been ailing Aegeus as the rot for a while now.
And you haven't done anything about it?
What am I supposed to do? They don't know about it yet. I can't just tell them about the most important event in Archean history, second only to the fall of Nost.
Torden trusts you, Edvena. Tell him you think you know what is wrong with his father.
Like he'd believe that.
I believe you completely.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why would you make this up? And I'm sure this is something that comes up in the future, so...
No, I'm not telling you.
Then I suppose my father's condition isn't that serious then.
Torden?
Don't get mad at me. I'm so tired of secrets being kept from me. By her and my father.
I know Edvena has some kind of pledge to not talk about the future, but Melanie and I are willing.
Totally willing.
It's not a pledge. It's common sense.
Okay, the rot is a heavily infectious disease that started spreading across the Archaeonic realm in the early 1600s. No one is quite sure how it spreads from person to person.
Stop! It attacks the brain and nervous system. Brain activity slows over a period of time, usually until the person dies. Some survive this, but with limited brain function. In rare cases, their conscience is still intact. They can function to some level of normalcy, but are completely different than before. We call this rot brain. Other survivors lose their sentience entirely and become mindless ferals. They're kind of like zombies.
What are zombies?
I have never heard this word before.
The Norse have something similar called draugr.
Ah, yes. I see.
No one knows where the disease originates, but we have a feeling that it originates from the Ark of Worlds. We think it's poisoned his mind.
Does our kingdom ever recover from the plague?
Hey, no. That's not necessary to understand the illness. We're stopping there.
Fine. I'll work on isolating the Mead Hall. I'll move Simeon and Dorothea to new housing. You all need not worry.
Let the three of us set up the quarantine.
You don't have the authority to do that.
We don't, but it's the safest way. The rot doesn't affect humans or half Archaean. Since we don't know how it's transmitted, we don't know how much you and your fellow Archaean have already been exposed. It needs to be us.
If what you're saying is true, you are probably right.
You keep including me in this, but I never agreed to help.
You're helping.
We'll put you in charge.
I'm older.
Technically, I'm 100 years older than you, so you lose that fight.
Dorothea, would you please help us?
Of course I'll help Melanie.
Oh, come on.
She asked me nicely.
You heard her. Be nicer.
What will become of my father?
He won't get better.
I see. Do what you must.
Torden, is that you?
No, sir. It's me, Simeon.
Simeon? Simeon. I apologize. My mind isn't what it used to be. You look so much like my son when he was young.
Go back to sleep. You aren't well.
I must speak to my son. I need to tell him what is approaching.
What is it? I'll tell him.
No. I must tell him myself.
I don't know if we can do that.
We must.
You aren't taking no for an answer, are you?
I never have.
This is the best we can do. In order to keep you safe, we need you to stand a distance from your father. I'm sorry.
You're doing what you can. Thank you.
My son, is that you?
Yes, father. What is it you need?
The time is near.
The time for what, father?
For our time spent among the humans to come to an end. It is here. What the humans call Ragnarok. I want you to meet with Corvus and Ulim and his men to our side.
You can't be serious. Corvus is incompetent.
Any strength we can gain is in our favor. Great evil is coming to this land. one intent on wiping us out.
What is this great evil?
Long ago when we met Fenrir, he was wild and bloodthirsty. We bound him with the mighty chain Gleipnir and worked away the beast he was. Once tamed, we let him free and he became one of us. His brother, however, didn't take too kindly to us. He swore vengeance on us. I never thought it to be true, but I feel it in my bones. He's coming.
Another Archaon wolf?
No. Something worse. A different Archaon beast. Far bigger than Fenrir could ever be.
What is it?
Jormungandr.
The world serpent.
Yes. That snake is approaching. And he intends to destroy us all. Protect our people.
Your time has come. You and your people shall pay for what you have done to me. My eyes. My eyes. Has set on you. A chaos. Odin, of the human world.
Archaon. Caleb Hughes is Simeon. Elizabeth Plant is Melanie. Ethan McCabe is Victor. Addy Nofal is Poppy. Connor Howard as Hohenheim. Stephanie Tobin as Edvena. Delvin Green as Dagger. Ify as Hayes. Johnny Machado as Aranea. Nate Barham as Gaul. Oliver Smith as Tordin. Odd Andrews as King Ageus. Kat Peterson as Hjarta. Eleanor Anwin as Dorothea. Corey Levere as Corvus. Alexander Dottie as Fenrir. Ellis Knight as Jormungandr. Zach Elliott as Ignis. Anna as Arbor. Monica Milani as Rakta. Additional voices by Sam Kwok, Jenna Oliver, and Emily Folger. Written and directed by Caleb Hughes. Follow us on Twitter at Studio Archaon. See you next time.